This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Media coverage during the March for Life on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade is almost embarrassing. One outlet featuring a discussion of the March for Life invited a panel of only pro-abortion advocates. The major networks offered six times the coverage for the birth of a panda in the National Zoo than for hundreds of thousands of demonstrators marching for life in the nation's capital. This is Life News Radio. Did you know that women who find themselves in an emergency pregnancy often do not reach out to their closest family and friends? They find themselves alone and afraid. Birthright provides loving, non-judgmental support for these women and their babies. Do you need to talk to a friend, or are you the person to volunteer to help a woman? Either way, here is the Birthright phone number, 800-550-4900. Perhaps it was manifesting the difficult rhetorical corner abortion advocates find themselves in. NARAL President Elise Hoag was debating pro-life advocate Lila Rose on CNN's Crossfire and out of seemingly nowhere made an outlandish claim. She said essentially that religious liberty is all about one woman choosing to bear a child under distressing circumstances and another woman choosing to face such problems by simply eliminating the child. Another woman on the national stage could not be more distant from Ms. Hoag's position. The fourth highest-ranking Republican in the House, Kathy McMorris Rogers, has three children and is ardently pro-life. You can watch her in action on national television after next week's State of the Union address from President Obama. Representative McMorris Rogers will deliver the Republican response. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.